ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ऋषिः कारुणिकस्तस्य प्रादाद् उभयम् ईश्वर धर्मस्य तत्त्वं ज्ञानं च माम् अपि उद्दिश्य निर्मलम्। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Narada Muni delivered his instructions both to me, who was within the womb, and to my mother, who was engaged in rendering him service. Because he is naturally extremely kind to fallen souls, being in a transcendental position, he gave instructions on religion and transcendental knowledge. These instructions were free from all material contamination. Purport: Here it is said, Dharmasya tattvam jnanam cha nirmalam. The word nirmalam refers to the spotless dharma, spotless religion, or in other words, Bhagavata dharma. Ordinary ritualistic activities constitute contaminated religion, by which one benefits by developing material wealth and prosperity. But uncontaminated pure religion consists of understanding one's relationship with God and acting accordingly, thus fulfilling the highest mission of life and returning back home, back to Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj advised that one elevate oneself to the standard of Bhagavata Dharma from the very beginning of his life. Komaram Acharet Pragyo Dharman Bhagavatan Iha. The Lord himself speaks of pure uncontaminated religion when he says, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. One must understand one's relationship with God and then act accordingly. This is Bhagavata Dharma. Bhagavata Dharma means Bhakti Yoga. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojito Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chatad Ahitukyam. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of God at Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. To be situated on the platform of pure religion, one should perform bhakti yoga in relationship with Krishna, Vasudev. Om Agyan from Canto 7, Chapter 7, entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, text number 15. Narad Muni delivered his instructions both to me, who was within the womb, and to my mother, who was engaged in rendering him service. Because he is naturally extremely kind to the fallen souls, being in a transcendental position, he gave instructions on religion and transcendental knowledge. These instructions were free from all material contaminations. Yad kripa tamaham vande shri guru dinatharinam. So herein we are reading this beautiful episode of Maharaj Prahlad Maharaj instructing his friends in the Gurukul of Shand and Amar. And therein, after he is explaining this science of Krishna consciousness, the Bhagavat Dharma, to his boys, but they were very curious, you know, that how come you know all these things? So herein, in this chapter, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining that, in this chapter basically he explains how he received this transcendental knowledge by the mercy of Sripad Narada Muni in the womb of his mother Kayadu. And in particular in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining, as Prabhupada focuses, that dharmasya tattvam jnanam cha nirmalam, that the knowledge which was given by Shripad Narad Muni was uncontaminated, pure. And Prabhupada writes that the contaminations like the ritualistic activities constitute contaminated religion. And we know Srimad Bhagavatam, on the onset itself, in the second verse, Dharma Projita Kaitavo Nirmat Saranam Satam, in that verse, Srimad Bhagavatam, the beginning itself rejects any contamination, any dilution in pure religion. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam is. In every word, in every verse, in every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam describes the glories of the Supreme Lord, the devotees, and the process of devotional service. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam's every word speaks out. And that is what the Bhagavats, the pure devotees like Shripad Narad Muni, also speak: uncontaminated, uncompromised, pure devotional service. We see in the lives of Srila Prabhupada also, never compromising on any siddhant or principles, even though he had to go to the Western countries where people had no idea about spirituality. But Srila Prabhupada uncompromisingly, as an acharya, following the footsteps of Shripad Narada Muni, giving them the true understanding of Krishna consciousness. Also, Srila Prabhupada mentions about in the purport that ordinary ritualistic activities constitute contaminated religion, by which one benefits developing material wealth and prosperity. So as it is explained that the four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama and moksha, which the people in the Vedic time used to follow, act according to religion to get some artha or economic development, and then fulfillment of desire, and ultimately desiring moksha or liberation. As recently in Bhagavatam class, one devotee was explaining that how in this age people are after economic development, but of course without any dharma or without any concept of dharma. So therefore, if they get economic development, they feel what is the need of dharma. So therefore, there is no concept of dharma in this age, and they are only engaged in economic development. But the people are so busy working hard for economic development that ultimately they don't have even time to fulfill their desire. So there's even the kama is lost, and nobody is practically interested in moksha. But the Bhagavad Dharma clearly indicates only pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord. As Prabhupada explains in the purport that only this pure devotional service can bring real satisfaction. As long as we have any other desire in our lives, even during our practice, we cannot be completely satisfied. As we know that famous shloka in Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakale Ashant. What is that? Krishna Bhakta Nishakam Atev Shant. Therefore, only a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord who has no other desire independent of Krishna, having only one desire to glorify Krishna, to serve Krishna to his devotees, with that purified intentions, if one is there, then one is free from all anxiety or miseries of this world. We see even the lives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also when Krishna personally appears, they also present this concept of pure, unalloyed devotional service, uncontaminated. We see this beautiful episode where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was a young child as Nimai Pandit, he would, of course, that time he had not exhibited his opulences or his glories as a pure devotee of the Lord. But even then, Lord Nimai or Lord Chaitanya would not accept jnana or karma or any contamination in pure devotional service. You know, one time when Nimai, he was going with his friends, and Murari Gupta Prabhu was there, And he was coming in from the... And Lord Chaitanya, as Nimai, would tease all the Vaishnavas. All the Vaishnavas, actually, that time, they would love Nimai. They would see the beautiful form of Gaurasundar, and they would be impressed by his beauty. Even when he would go to the house of Advaita Acharya to call for his brother, Vishwaroop, all the devotees assembled there, when he would see the beautiful form of Nimai, they would be attracted to his beautiful form. And they would discuss sometimes, I don't know why we are attracted to this beautiful form like we are attracted to Krishna. And they were wishing in their hearts that one day this boy would become a devotee of the Lord. So one time when Nimai was with his friends, and he was generally make fun of the Vaishnavas that time, and Murari Gupta was one time going with his disciples, and he was talking about jnana and karma mixed with pure devotional service. So Nimai, of course, was playing pranks with him, and he was imitating, mickering sounds, repeating whatever Murari Gupta was saying, just making fun of him. And then Nimai came to him and told him that tomorrow I will teach you a lesson. And then the next day, Murari Gupta Prabhu not understanding what Nimai meant, the next day, while he was about to honor his prasad with his plate of rice in front of him, Nimai, dressed in four directions, comes in front of Murari Gupta, and just right in the front of his prasadam plate, he urinates in his rice plate. And then he says that, do not mix jnana and karma with pure devotional service. So therefore, from the very beginning, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is putting forth this point that do not mix jnana or karma. That is only and only pure devotional service. That is what can completely satisfy and nourish the soul, because that is what is our constitutional position. And to understand Srimad Bhagavatam or the pure teachings, as Shripad Narad Muni is speaking, uncontaminated teachings, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not tolerate anyone who is not a devotee of the Lord speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, because only a devotee, only a person Bhagavat can understand how every word in Srimad Bhagavatam, every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is glorifying only and only pure devotional service and nothing else. We know that another pastime of the Devanand Pandit in Chaitanya Bhagavat. One time when this was the pastime when Lord Chaitanya Vahas in Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip as a devotee of the Lord, he would perform kirtan with all the devotees in the Navadvip. And one time, while performing his kirtan, he reaches the house of Visharad Maheshwar. He is the father of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And of course, near his house is also the house of our Devanand Pandit. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears from outside the discourse of Devanand Pandit. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard Devanand Pandit speaking about Srimad Bhagavatam, he roared in anger that what kind of explanation can this fellow give? He has never understood the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in any of his lifetimes. So he was very, very angry and shouting at his top of his voice that how can he, such a rascal, speaking about pure devotion, speaking about Srimad Bhagavatam without any mention of pure devotional service or glorifying the Supreme Lord. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will go and tear off his Srimad Bhagavatam. And as he was about to run towards his house, all the devotees stopped the Lord. No, no, Lord, please do not do like this. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very heavy. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, begins to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. In various verses, Chaitanya Bhagavat describes how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes that Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Puran, the essence of all the Vedic literatures, the Upanishads. And he says that the four Vedas, they are like the yogurt. And Srimad Bhagavatam is like the butter. And Shukadev Goswami is the one who is churning it. And Parikshit Maharaj is relishing the result. So that is pure Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies Srimad Bhagavatam, and all the devotees floated in an ocean of bliss as they heard from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After this, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went ahead, he was going on his Harinam Kirtan, he came across a wine shop, a Madiralai, and then just by the smell of the wine, he came into the mood of Sri Balaramji, thinking that it to be Varuni, and he wanted to go in, and Srivas Thakur was there with him, and then he stops, "My dear Lord, please do not go, please do not go. If you'd go, I will drown myself in Ganges." So he wanted to not allow the Lord to go into the Madiralai. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is intoxicated by the smell, and he's in the mood of Sri Balaramji, completely intoxicated. At that time, all the drunkards, those who were there in that area, when they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in an ecstatic mood in the intoxicated state, so they could relate to him, and they also began to chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and they also followed the kirtan, and many of them were glorifying the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and one of them said that Nimai Pandit, he is a very nice person, he is very well behaved, and he sings and dances nicely. So in this way, even the drunkards, they also joined in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says that, "I offer my obeisances to even those drunkards who could see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and participated in those kirtans." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was going further ahead, he again saw Devananda Pandit. But as soon as he saw Devananda Pandit this time, he remembered that his great offense which he had committed to the lotus feet of his devotee Srivas Thakur. One time when Devananda Pandit was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, giving a philosophical discourse, of course Chaitanya Bhagavat describes that the qualities of Devananda Pandit, he was a very, very scholarly person, very, very udasin, like no desires for material sense gratification. From his childhood, he maintained a vow of celibacy, so very austere, very renowned in the neighboring area, and he was like, but still he was, because he was not devotee, and Chaitanya Bhagavat explains because of some reasons he was unable to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam because he was not a devotee at the time. And then Srivas Thakur, he happened to visit Devananda Pandit's Bhagavatam Katha, and Srivas Thakur, being a pure devotee of the Lord, when he heard the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, the recitations of Bhagavat Katha, he was completely absorbed, and he went into an ecstatic trance and crying and sobbing. And all his disciples who were sitting of Devananda Pandits next to him, they were getting disturbed, but they were not able to take proper notes or unable to focus on the philosophical understandings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So they just pick up Srivas Thakur from that place and throw him out. Devananda Pandit remained quiet, seeing all this. So this was a great offense, seeing a great Vaishnav being blasphemed, or being literally, in a physically way, being harassed. So Devananda Pandit, being the spiritual master of the foolish disciples, has to suffer the same reaction. And then, so Lord Chaitanya again, Mahaprabhu was again very, very angry. And then he approaches Devananda Pandit. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very angrily approaches Devananda Pandit and begins to speak to him. That, "O Devananda Pandit, you claim to be a great scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam, but what you speak is devoid of any devotion to Lord Hari. And because of your offense to Srivas Thakur, you are not able to experience the ecstasy which is filled in every verse, every word of Srimad Bhagavatam. But unfortunately, because of your offense, you are unable to relish Srimad Bhagavatam." So that is very important understanding, that because many times, because of our offenses towards Vaishnavas, we are also unable to relish Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of juice, full of true nectar. And Devananda Pandit that time just remains quiet and shyly, he just bends his head down, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then carries on forward. So in this episode also, we see how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is proclaiming that Srimad Bhagavatam just glorifies pure devotional service, and only a devotee of the Lord can speak uncontaminated transcendental knowledge, as Prahlad Maharaj is saying here, Nirmalam Jnanam, that uncontaminated pure knowledge. Also, when Krishna also appears in this world, he also performs various pastimes to bring forth this point that only and only pure devotional service is that what he demands. As Prabhupada quotes in the purport, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, nothing else, just complete surrender. So we see in one of the beautiful episode from Srimad Bhagavatam or the Krishna book, the chapter of the Brahman's wives bless, which bring forth this wonderful point. Of course, this episode comes after the Krishna steals the garment of the gopis and he is in the forest. So since after this pastime, this place took place, so Krishna was in the forest that time early in the morning because he had to perform that leela. So all the gopas and they're with the Krishna, and they were all feeling very hungry. So they approach Krishna. So, oh Krishna, you are the killer. Oh Balram, you are the killer of so many demons. But now we are suffering from the demon of hunger. So please mitigate it, or please kill that demon. Of course, Jiva Goswami explains that the devotees, they approached Krishna because they knew that Krishna might be hungry by now. So they wanted to serve Krishna and give him pleasure. So that is the nature of the devotees. They want to give pleasure to Krishna. And Krishna's, as we see, we will go through this episode, that Krishna's desire is to give pleasure to the devotees, and devotees' desire only is to please Krishna. Prabhupada was in one time, one of the lectures, he was mentioning that this is a transcendental computation, huda hudi. In Bengali he said that devotees want to glorify Krishna and Krishna wants to glorify his devotees. So then desiring to please certain devotees, the Brahman Patnis, that is Krishna. With one act he satisfies so many devotees. He wanted to please satisfy the devotion of the Brahman Patnis, the same time please his gopas, he performed this beautiful pastime. So then Krishna tells the cowherd boys that now you go not very far from this place. There are the Brahmanas, the Vedic Brahmanas, who are performing the Angiras fire sacrifice, which is meant for elevation to the heavenly planets. So you go to that place and beg from them. And of course, Krishna tells them that Sri Balramji and myself are here in the forest and are very hungry. So please give us some food. And he said specifically to mention the name of Sri Balramji. And Prabhupada in the Krishna book explains that this is the principle of charity, is generally that the charity is given to the high class Brahmanas. And the Vedic Brahmanas may think that Krishna is a Gopa from a Vaishya family, so they may not consider giving him charity. But then Balramji, who happened to be a Kshatriya, known as a son of Kshatriya, so if they come to know about him, they might give the charity. So then cowherd men, as instructed by Krishna and Balaram, approaches those Vedic Brahmanas. As soon as they reach there, they offer their dandavat pranams. With folding their hands, they begin to glorify the Brahmanas. O earthly gods, O Dharmavit, the Brahmanas, those who know the signs of the Vedas, we have come here on the request of Balaram and Sri Krishna. They are here in the forest nearby and they are very hungry. So please give us some food. And of course they explain that this is the time, at this time, it is appropriate from the Vedic ritualistic type of, as per the time of the sacrifice which is going on, it is quite appropriate that you are allowed to give charity at this time of time. And of course, Srila Prabhupada explains, he quotes in the Krishna book, that the cowherd boys were not unaware of the formalities of Vedic culture, but their real intention was simply to render loving service to Krishna. So that is the theme of Krishna's devotees in Brajabhumi. They're simply desired to render loving service to Krishna in contrast to the Brahmanas. They were also very aware, they were very highly qualified about the Vedic rituals and all those things. So then the Shukadeva Goswami, very beautiful verse, he describes what was the reaction of the Vedic Brahmanas. Of course, we'll later on contrast with their behavior to the behavior of the Brahman Patnis. Shukadeva Goswami says, Iti te bhagavat yachna shrinavanto pina shushrushu shudra asha bhuri karmano balesho vriddhmanish manina. Iti te bhagavat yachana, that this yachana by the Supreme Lord was sent to them. And what was the response? Shrinavato apina shushrushu, that they were hearing, but as if not responding at all, completely ignoring those children who were there, like Pashyan apina pashyati. Similarly, Shranato apina shushrushu, they were hearing, but as if they have not heard anything. And Shukadeva Goswami explains the reason, because Kshudra asha, that is, because of having petty material desires to attain heavenly planets or to attain some benefits. And then other thing is bhuri karmana, entangled in elaborate ritualistic activities. So these two were like the disqualifications for them to hear Bhagavat Yachana. So we also have to be very careful in these two aspects, because it's like the sadhus knocking the door and giving Krishna Yachana, giving Krishna to them. It was a very wonderful opportunity for them to serve Krishna. So similarly, sadhus also approach us and give us this opportunity with the Bhagavat Yachana. They come with the message of the Supreme Lord. But because of our, many times, because of the Kshudra Asha, because of petty material desires to gain some name, to gain some fame, some wealth, so all these petty material desires, insignificant material desires, they come on our way and we are unable to hear the words of the sadhu. Or attached to, entangled in elaborate ritualistic activities. Of course, in this modern times, nobody is engaged in ritualistic activities. But what here means for them is, we are entangled in so many materialistic activities trying to gain earth. Because materialist ritualistic activities, the whole idea for them was to gain economic development. So those of us, those of the devotees, those people who are engaged, completely entangled in trying to gain economic wealth or economic advancement, are unable to hear the Bhagavat Yachana, the request of the sadhus. And therefore, Shukadeva Goswami tells that they were claiming themselves to be Vriddhmanina. They were thinking Vriddha Manina. They were thinking themselves to be wise. Manina. They were considering themselves as wise. They were not actually wise. They were actually Balisha. Childish fools. That is Shukadeva Goswami's verdict. So those, if we also, because of our petty material desires or too much entanglement in materialistic activities, unable to hear the words of the sadhus, Shukadeva Goswami's words is Balishah, childish fools. And Prabhupada explains that they had the perfect knowledge for the performing of sacrifices like the Desha, the Kala, the Prithak Dravya, the Mantra, the Tantra, the Agni, the Ritvik, the Devata, the Yajman, the Kritu, the Dharma. So all these, they had the complete understanding of knowledge of all these ritualistic performances. But then that all that knowledge was completely useless, because unable to serve the Lord. What a wonderful opportunity was there. Krishna and Balaram write, the essence of the Vedas is to know Krishna and Balaram, and they are there sending their yachana, their near and dear devotees. Unfortunately, they not even hear them. That was the unfortunate situation of the Brahmanas, the Vedic Brahmanas. Of course, when the Gopas, they come back to Krishna and explain the whole thing, morose. But Krishna laughs. and consoles them. That is the nature of begging. If you go out and ask for begging, sometimes you have to be ready for refusals. Like we many times do, is go out for book distribution. So they are ready for refusals. Many people will say, no, I have it. I don't want it. I don't have time. So we have to be prepared. So Krishna smiles and says, no problem. But then Krishna says that there are my devotees, the wives of these brahmanas. They are always absorbed in thinking about me, in my chintan. And then Krishna with great confidence says, they will give you as much as you desire. This is the confidence of the Lord in his devotees. And of course, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in the purport, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is commented that Krishna this time does not tell them that tell the Brahman Patnis that I am hungry. Because if you tell them I am hungry, they will feel morose and they will feel the distress because they had so much affection and love for me. And then the cowherd friends, instructed by Krishna, they go and approach the Brahman Patnis to their residence, offer them pranams, obeisances, and then tell them about Krishna and Balaram's presence in the nearby forest. So hearing this, as contrast to the response of the Brahmanas, Srinavato apina shushrishaho, how the cowherd, these Brahman Patanis, they respond, that is very beautifully described by Shukadev Goswami. Shrutva achyutam upayatam nityam tad darshana utsakai tat kathakshipta manaso babhuvu jata sambrama. Shrutva achyutam upayatam. That just by hearing that Achyut, the Supreme Lord, is here very near, upayatam nityam tad darshana utsukam. They were very, very eager to see the Supreme Lord Krishna and Balaram, the Lord of their lives. Tat kathakshipta manaso. Their minds was enchanted on hearing this. Of course, their mind was enchanted because they had heard about Krishna and Balaram from many village Vrindavan ladies. They would come on that path, the flower selling ladies or other ladies who would sell. They would come and they would hear about Krishna and Balaram from there. So just by hearing, they had developed such strong attachment for Krishna and Balaram. So, and of course, Prabhupada explains that being advanced by thinking of Krishna constantly, they were performing the greatest form of mystic meditation. So, and then, that is just like the rivers flow to the sea, unstopped by any hindrance. They overcome all the hindrances. Similarly, these Brahman Patanis overcome all the obstacles. That is the explanation which Bhagavatam gives, that all their family members, the Brahman, the Yajna Brahmans, their brothers, their sons, all of them, all the relatives were trying to stop these ladies. But just like a river, any obstacle it overcomes or it passes by, they went to meet the sea. And because of their eagerness, the lalyam, which Rupa Goswami described, that is the only qualification to, or only qualification to purchase Krishna, they were able to purchase Krishna. They were able to see Krishna. And what was the result of their lalyam? They saw on the gardens of Sri Jamunaji, decorated with the buds of Ashoka trees, they caught the sight of Krishna standing along with the company of his cowherd boys and Sri Balaram. His complexion was dark blue and his garment golden, wearing a peacock feather, colored minerals, sprigs of flower buds, and a garland of forest flowers and leaves. He was dressed like a dramatic actor. He rested one hand on the other shoulder, and with the other hand, Krishna was twirling the lotus flower. Lilies were gracing his transcendental ears. His hairs were hung down over his cheeks. In this way, they saw the beautiful darshan of Krishna. That was the result of their eagerness to see Krishna. And Krishna was smiling, giving them this beautiful darshan. Of course, Shukadeva Goswami describes that these ladies were also constantly chanting and glorifying, always hearing about Krishna. Of course, Sukadeva Goswami very beautifully describes that these glories were the hearing of the glories of Krishna Katha were like the ornaments of the ears of these cowherd lady, these Brahman Patani. So these are actually the real ornaments. People many times wear these balis and other rings. But the real ornament of the ear is to hear about Krishna, his glories. That is Sukadeva Goswami's verdict. That is the real ornament of the ear. And when these ladies saw Krishna with the apertures of their eyes, they took Krishna within their hearts and embraced him for a long time. And thus they gave up their pains of separation which they were experiencing. So Krishna, who is like the super soul within the heart, understands that they have come with great eagerness. Of course, I forgot to mention that they got all the bhoga, the prasad, which was there for the sacrifice for the pleasure of Krishna and the cowherd friends. And Krishna was completely satisfied. And Krishna, when he sees he is a super soul, he understood how with great difficulties they had come to see me. So Krishna welcomes them with a beautiful smile. And then he speaks. Of course, Krishna welcomes them with great loving. And he also very beautifully, Krishna speaks. Swagatam vo mahabhaga ayastam karvam kim yenno didrikshya prapta upapannam idam hiva. Swagatam. He welcomes them. Welcome, welcome, O Mahabhaga, the greatly fortunate ladies who have come to see me. What can I do for you? Karvam kim. What can I do for you? You have come just to see me. And then he says, Upapannam idam hiva. Upapannam, Srila Prabhupada, or Hridayananda Maharaj translates as fitting or most appropriate. And the purport he explains that if we speak just from the mundane point of view, it was quite inappropriate that they just rejected the orders of their fathers, of their husbands, their sons. But Krishna here is saying, Upapannam, it is most appropriate that you left everything and came here. So that is Krishna's approval. That is what we are looking forward in our lives, to approve. Approval of Krishna. The people of this world may say many things. Why you have taken up a devotional service? Why you are here? Why are you chanting in this age? There are so many things to do. They may criticize us in many ways. They may not understand us, as they were also misunderstood. But we want Krishna's approval. Upapannam. Krishna is saying it is very appropriate. If Krishna says it's very appropriate, we are happy and satisfied. Even if the whole world goes against us or says what you are doing is not right. But we want Krishna's approval. Upapannam. Most appropriate that you have come up giving up everything. So that is our aspiration, to achieve Krishna's approval. And we see as a result of their eagerness, the lalyam, the price which they paid, Krishna approved their coming and giving up everything. And then Krishna glorifies them further. And he says that all the great souls, the pure devotees of the Supreme Lord, they always take to this path of pure devotional service. And they are also focused and absorbed as you and the ladies are. And then after glorifying them, Krishna says, now you please return. And then when the ladies, they heard these words, they were shocked and they say, how can you be so harsh, Krishna? As you have promised that you will reciprocate, name bhaktya panashiti, how can you leave us? Now we have attained your lotus feet here. How can we give up these lotus feet? We have given up everything, our relatives, our husbands, our sons, our families. O killer of the enemy, Arindama, please protect us. Please do not send us back. And please, O killer of the enemy, subdue the difficulties on our path to surrender. So in this way, they are requesting Krishna. Of course, Krishna replies that rest assured, There will be no animosity amongst with your fathers, with your husbands and everything. And even the demigods will express their approval. And Prabhupada in the Krishna book explained that a devotee of the Lord as is dear to the Supreme Lord, therefore who Krishna, who is the super soul in the heart of every living entity, makes him dear to all the people. So Krishna will make everything all right. And of course, Krishna says that at this point, your staying in my bodily association is not proper for your love to increase. This is not the best way to increase your love for me. And of course, the purport explains that the spiritual master knows what is the best for his disciple. Yeah. And then, of course, Krishna speaks and then he tells in beautiful words. He tells them that what you should show, what you should do, and what is the process for you to attain me. He says, Shinvanat darshanayat dhyanat mai bhava anukirtanayat na tatha sanikarshnena pratiyat tato grahan. He says, Shinvanat, hearing, darshanat, seeing the beautiful deity form of mine, dhyanat, meditating upon me, and then anukirtanat, mai bhav anukirtanat, chanting with love my name, my form, my glories. Just continue to do this. And na tatha sankirshnena, not by physically present at this point of time, will increase your love. So just engage in shravanam, darshanam, dhyanam, and anukirtanam. And then go home. So in this way, all these cowherd ladies go home. And the brahmanas, the Vedic brahmanas, they were like very happy or to receive them by the desire of the Supreme Lord. But at the same time, they were like very much criticizing themselves that how fallen we are. We are following the Vedic ritualistic things but unable to really understand the purpose. We are supposed to be the gurus of the society, but we have acted such ignorantly. And then they say that these Brahman Patnis, they have never been through the samskaras, the purificatory process, but they are ones who have actually understood the essence of the devotional service, the Vedic literatures. So in this way, they were criticizing themselves. They were saying that dhikkar to my yajna, dhikkar to my knowledge, to all those things. And they were glorifying in this way. And of course, the Bhagavatam also describes that one of the ladies which was stopped, she was unable to go. When she heard about this, the beautiful form of the Supreme Lord Krishna, she was meditating on the form and just embracing him within her heart. With her strong meditation, she left her body. At the same time, at the same moment, she attained the spiritual abode by the power of her remembrance. And then they were like the yogic brahmanas, they were like glorifying the Supreme Lord. And then they were saying that it is very difficult to understand or recognize the Supreme Lord. The Lord who is served by so many Lakshmis in the spiritual abode, when he comes to beg, it's very difficult to understand. But only by the mercy of the devotees we can understand Krishna. Otherwise, it is very, very difficult. The person who is served by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmi is coming to beg for food. Very difficult to understand unless you are a devotee of the Lord. So now they begin to offer obeisances to the Supreme Lord. They were very eager to see Krishna and surrender unto him. But Bhagavatam and Krishna book explains, still they were afraid of Kamsa. That is their condition. That they were still not able to give up their material attachments. They did not have complete faith. They were fearing that Kamsa might come to know. And in this way, finally they could not go and see the beautiful form of Krishna, which these ladies, because of their intense eagerness developed from hearing about Krishna, about pure devotional service, could achieve. They could achieve the beautiful darshan, the personal association of the Supreme Lord. So in this way, by hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, the uncontaminated teachings, the nirmala teachings given by the sadhus, the devotees, and purifying our heart and developing eagerness to love Krishna, as Govind Prabhu many times says that our process is to love Krishna, and in loving Krishna, knowing is included. So by just eagerness, by performing sadhana bhakti, we will develop that eagerness to serve and love Krishna. And ultimately, by the mercy of Vaishnavas, we'll achieve the lotus feet, the sakshat darshan of Krishna with his friends. Jai Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Shri Granthraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.